Meteorologist Ed Kieser says we'll have intervals of clouds and sun today. It'll be breezy, high around 58. It's 40 right now in Friends Plaza. Tom Rogers has AM 580 News.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Champaign County will go back to having a single administrator on December 1st of next year. The county board voted last night 21-1 to end its unusual dual administrator system. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
Deb Busey and Denny Inman have managed Champaign County government as dual administrators for the last 10 years. Policy Committee Chairman Tom Betts says the system has served the county well, but that it's time for a change.
People want to return to a traditional single administrator system, which is what most governmental bodies have, most corporations have, most businesses have, most entities don't have a duality of control.
But Republican County Board Member Stan James says he thinks Champaign County should stick to its dual administrators. He cast the lone vote against the single administrator system last night. And he says some county board members voted yes not because they dislike the dual administrator system, but because they want to get rid of one of the administrators, Denny Inman.
I'm going to have to say yes to that. I think that is a way that if they're unhappy with something, you know, we all tend to want to blame someone else instead of taking some of the blame ourselves.
Policy Committee Chairman Betts says the search for one and only one new county administrator should begin next spring. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The county board also voted to raise the mileage rate for people serving on juries from 20 cents a mile to 30 cents. The original plan called for an increase to 45 cents, but it was reduced amid concerns about the county budget. Democrat Linda Abernathy says she's not seeking a second term after a stormy 4 years as City of Champaign Township supervisor. Abernathy was elected to the supervisor's post, pledging to increase the number of people served in the township's general assistance program. She says her predecessor had turned away qualified clients. But the increased level of service drained Abernathy's budget, and she was forced to cut back on the number of clients and the level of payments. Champaign voters rejected a 2006 township tax hike referendum, though a smaller tax increase is again on the ballot next month. Abernathy says she's proud of the work she's been able to do despite the setbacks.
We've been able to accomplish a lot. And one could only guess what that could have looked like had I had a town board that was really working hard with me to accomplish these goals.
The town board in this case is the Champaign City Council. Besides frustration in office, Abernathy also cites health problems as a factor in deciding not to run for a second term. She's endorsing Deanne Winston for the Democratic nomination next year. Winston is an assistant in the supervisor's office. John Cullerton has a lot more ammunition than his opponents in the battle for the job of Illinois Senate president. New campaign finance reports show Cullerton has raised more than $800,000 in political money, nearly as much as all of his opponents combined. Now the Chicago Democrat can dole that out to colleagues in hopes of winning their support, and he can argue that his fundraising skills will help Democrats maintain their Senate majority. Number two on the money list was Senator James Claiborne of Belleville, pulling in a little over $328,000. Experts who monitor money in Illinois politics say they're surprised by how much the candidates are raising to win control of Democrats in the state Senate. More Illinois schools are failing to meet goals required under the federal No Child Left Behind Act. As Sean Crawford reports, it's likely to get worse in coming years.
About 1,200 Illinois schools failed to make required progress in areas like test scores, graduation, and attendance. The number represents about one-third of all Illinois schools and is significantly higher than last year's total. While they're underperforming now, it won't get any easier. No Child Left Behind raises the bar each year until all students meet the requirements. Matt Vanover is with the Illinois State Board of Education.
I don't think it's any surprise that as the performance targets increase, especially going up to that 100% level, that we're seeing more schools not meet those adequate yearly progress goals.
The ramifications can be severe, as schools that continually struggle to meet required academic goals can face sanctions, including loss of funding. Vanover says there is some positive news, as nearly 50 schools and districts improved enough to be removed from a watch list. I'm Sean Crawford.
The Pontiac and Gibson City Melvin Sibley School Districts are among those that left the watch list this year. So did Mary Miller Junior High School in the Georgetown Ridge Farm District. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Arthur, Mahomet, and Villa Grove, hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35, and meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Well, we want to thank the 1,223 people who called in or logged on over the past 5 days and an hour and contributed more than $211,000, $211,009, the unofficial total. We have to do the audit and everything on it, but that's how much people contributed to WILL for the services they value in our just-concluded fall membership campaign. And we want to thank each and every one who called and contributed and remind you that if you didn't get a chance for some reason, you can still log on to willpledge.org and do that.
Well, that is absolutely fantastic. Yeah. And with a relatively short fund drive, too, so we're right back to business here. And you make a difference out there, those of you that contribute, because, frankly,